Good morning, everybody, and happy Wednesday. This is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC. In Tuscola County, the courthouse and the clerk's office at 440 North State Street, that's M81, will be closed part of this coming Friday. From 11 a.m. to about 3 p.m., those offices will be out of service due to training. The closures were approved by the State Court Administrator Office, which oversees the operation of courts. The plan is to have those offices open again from about 3 to 4:30 p.m. so the public can conduct business before the weekend, according to the county clerk, Jody Fetting. And thousands of people are set to take the streets Saturday in more than 100 locations across Michigan. Cities from the state capital to Upper Peninsula's Ironwood will be hosting No Kings protests Saturday, October 18th, in a second round of demonstrations against President Donald Trump and the federal government. Political representatives supporting the marches pointed to immigrant arrests at the courthouses, masked federal agents, escalating ICE presence in Chicago, and other instances of what they called federal overreach as the reason for additional protesting. "It all adds up to one thing, tyranny," said Michigan Representative Lori Pohutsky from Livonia. "This is literally the situation our founders warned us about." And the U.S. Senate has unanimously approved a bipartisan bill led by Senator Gary Peters of Michigan, designed to stop improper federal payments to deceased individuals. The Ending Improper Payments to Deceased People Act would permanently allow federal agencies to access complete death data from the Social Security Administration, helping prevent waste of taxpayer dollars and strengthening oversight of government payments. Once enacted, the legislation will require federal agencies to cross-check against SSA's master death file before issuing payments, thereby making permanent the Treasury's successful recovery efforts, such as the $31 million in improper payments recouped over 5 years after receiving temporary access to the data earlier this year. The measure now moves to the House for further action. Senator Peters emphasized the importance of protecting taxpayer funds and the integrity of federal payment systems, noting his continued legislative efforts to reduce government waste and improve efficiency, including bills that have saved billions through better management practices. We'll be right back.
Have you considered switching to your local bank, Bayport State Bank? This is Karen Phillips, manager of the Pigeon office of Bayport State Bank. We're dedicated to meeting the needs of the Thumb region with a comprehensive range of products and services, including no-fee checking with free monthly statements. That's right, no charge to send your paper statements. Does your bank do that? Plus, we offer many savings options and a variety of lending solutions, from personal and business to agricultural and everything in between. With our experienced local loan officers, we'll work with you to craft the perfect financial package to suit your needs. Since 1896, we've been committed to serving the Thumb community. Visit us soon in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Sebring to experience what true hometown banking feels like. Remember, you're never more than 20 miles away from one of our convenient Huron County locations. Plus, with 10 local ATMs and mobile and online banking, we're here to assist you no matter where you are. Service, community, commitment, that's our promise to you. If you're ready to experience the personalized care from a local bank that truly values you in our community, stop by and see us at Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
If you are an admirer of all animals, it's hard to see wild animals caged up. The mighty lion, king of the beasts, lying listless and unenergetic behind bars, let alone all the other creatures that long to be free of a steel bar entrapment. That was how owners of the soon-to-be-open Detroit Zoo felt back in 1928. When the zoo opened that year, it became the country's first zoo to feature cageless exhibits where the animals could roam with a lot more freedom. To keep the wild animals away from customers, they were set up in outdoor habitats with moats and rock walls. When the zoo opened on August 1, 1928, it included bears, lions, various birds, elk, raccoons, and even wolverines. Throughout the 1930s, there were many additions: baboons, buffalo, chimpanzees, elephants, giraffes, prairie dogs, reptiles, and rhinos. Over the decades, more and more additions and renovations were made. Tigers, penguins, amphibians, dinosaur exhibit, aquarium, mandrills, wolves, rides, exhibits, programs, events. and in 2028, they will be celebrating their 100th anniversary. Can you imagine what a celebration that will be? The first zoo in the United States to feature cageless exhibits, the Detroit Zoo, is still going strong. The government shutdown is delaying another major economic report, leaving policymakers at the Federal Reserve with a cloudier picture even as the economy enters a challenging phase of stubbornly persistent inflation and a sharp slowdown in hiring. The shutdown could make things worse for agencies like the Fed if it continues, because government agencies cannot collect the raw data that are then compiled into monthly reports on jobs, inflation, and other economic trends. Officials in Alaska are rushing to find housing for people from tiny coastal villages devastated by the remnants of Typhoon Heilong. But the remote location and severe damage are limiting their options as they race against other impending storms and the onset of winter. High winds and storm surge seawater battered low-lying isolated Alaska Native communities in the southwestern part of the state over the weekend. The Coast Guard plucked 24 people from their homes after the structures floated out to sea in high water. 3 people were missing or dead, and hundreds of people were staying in school shelters, including one with no working toilets, officials said. Across the region, more than 1,500 people were displaced. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour. And it was brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Seaboing. Member FDIC. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.